2,100 injured or ill soldiers from Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord are going through an evaluation process to determine if they'll be medically retired from service. The disability rating a soldier receives determines their benefit payment after they're discharged. But the drawdown in Afghanistan has injected a rush of injured soldiers into the process, and that's putting a strain on the system. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
These ROTC cadets at Joint Base Lewis-McChord are training to defend the United States. To accept that duty also means to accept that they may be killed or wounded doing the job. For soldiers who are injured or wounded, the process for determining whether they're eligible for medical retirement is long. Many, including the Government Accountability Office, say too long. In a 2012 report to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, the GAO found that soldiers at Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord and other installations were waiting an average of 400 days to get through the system. Many soldiers, like Sergeant Jake Kojay, just want to get out and move on.
Be perfectly honest, I feel like I've done, you know, my share and then some for the Army at this point.
The complex formula that determines a soldier's disability benefit relies on input from doctors, commanders, and the Veterans Administration. Company commanders have been criticized for submitting incomplete assessments of how a soldier's condition impacts their ability to do their job. Major General Stephen Lanza is commanding general of more than 22,000 troops at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
I'll be perfectly frank with you. This is not an easy process.
It's also rather new to JBLM. In 2007, the Army and the Department of Veterans Affairs combined two cumbersome medical evaluation and rating systems into one. The effort was meant to streamline the process into 295 days. The Integrated Disability Evaluation System has been in use at JBLM since 2010. Lanza says company commanders now have additional training that stresses the importance of doing accurate and thoughtful assessments for soldiers in their charge. He says this new accountability has brought down wait times in his division.
We've been able to do that because from our perspective, this has been about leader engagement. This has been about commanders taking charge of the program.
The disability process can be challenging emotionally for soldiers and their families. Most are dealing with chronic pain. Some have traumatic brain injury. At JBLM, at least six soldiers have committed suicide while going through the disability process. Sergeant Kojay is being evaluated for a shoulder injury. He also lives with post-traumatic stress. Kojay says it felt like he had to fight to get Army docs to pay attention to him.
You know, it's upsetting that people don't take me seriously and think I'm just maybe trying to get something for free or whatever the case is. I know myself and my body and what's wrong, and I've got a pretty good idea what's going on with me.
Soldiers rely on Physical Evaluation Board Liaison Officers, or PEBLOs, to help them navigate and understand the disability process. Kojay says his PEBLO keeps him up to date about the progress of his case. And when he was concerned about how doctors were portraying his case in his medical narrative, his PEBLO was able to advise on how to appeal.
It's good to have someone to kind of fight the battles that I can't, you know, and he gives me updates on, you know, where it is, what they're doing, et cetera. So it's been good to have them.
But not all PEBLOs are equally competent, and that can have a direct impact on soldiers and their families. Keith Curry was in the Army for a decade. He was recently medically retired due to injuries he sustained while deployed to Iraq. It took a year to get through the process. Curry says after he received his discharge papers, he was surprised to learn from the VA that it would be at least 4 months before he received a disability payment.
I've always been very responsible with my finances, so is my wife. And every day we run around kind of balancing a string, you know, trying to give our kids an illusion that everything is okay. And it's not okay. It's far from okay.
Curry, his wife, and five children are temporarily living with friends in Lacey. He says he's hopeful his retirement pay will kick in next month, but it won't be enough to cover the bills. The VA says the length of the delay that the Currys are experiencing is exceptional. The Department of Veterans Affairs' Danny Pummel says as the Army has become more efficient in moving soldiers through the process, it's created a disability claims backlog. On average, he says, soldiers are waiting about 77 days to receive benefits. Pummel says he hopes the VA can get that down to 30 days by October.
That is our goal. That's what we're striving to get. We're not quite there yet because this is very complex.
He says they've recently hired 125 people at VA Puget Sound to help with the problem. The reality of the backlog is one thing, but getting that information to soldiers so they can emotionally and financially prepare is another. Pummel and others at the DOD have acknowledged that the message regarding the delay doesn't always make it through to soldiers.
I think we can do a better job. I think we underestimated how much is going on in the lives of these young men and women. We got to get a lot more detail in the briefings we're giving to these kids.
Sergeant Jake Kojay's physical injuries and post-traumatic stress will end his 12-year military career. Like many service members, it's a job that required him to be willing to give his life. It makes it hard, he says, to accept the seeming dispassion of the bureaucracy that will determine his financial future.
My case and however many pages in a portfolio thing somewhere going across some guy's desk that never met me and can't pronounce my name, I find that kind of unfair.
Kojay says he hopes to be medically retired in the next 2 weeks. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.